Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at how we frame our experience and understand the world that we live in and the events that we encounter in our day-to-day lives. And it's a truth that we can't always avoid the things that happen to us. They're outside of our control. Some recent research that's reported by Scientific American is actually showing that the more we're able to change how we feel about these events is key to actually navigating the impact that these things may have on our life and actually allowing us to continue on and move forward in the things that we're doing. And it builds on the psychological concept of framing, which is how we actually view and understand the things that happen to us, both in the past and presently. And two recent studies have actually shown some pretty significant real-world tips for feeling better. And the first one of them is actually mentally taking a step back from the situation and your emotions by a process known as self-distancing. A study by Ohio State University psychology graduate Dominic Mishkowski, which was recently published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, has found that this self-distancing can actually help people to diffuse their anger and reduce their aggression and the negative impacts of stress in their lives. Mishkowski studied this by actually allowing a group of students that were under the impression that they were coming to participate in a test to become upset by deliberately making them wait for the study to start and having researchers deliberately avoid and ignore the questions that the students were asking. After then confirming that the volunteers in the study were indeed upset, Mishkowski then had half the group relive the experience through their own eyes and their own perception, and had the other half participate in an exercise where they mentally moved away from the situation and pretended they were watching it at a distance and actually described what had happened as if it had happened to someone else. And they found that this self-distancing actually made students less angry and were less likely to respond aggressively than the ones who framed the experience based on their own perception of how things occurred for them. So the first mind game this week is to practice wherever possible, and particularly where we may be encountering difficult situations or situations that are bringing up stress for us, to take a third-person perspective and actually ask ourselves, if this were happening to someone else, what would they be seeing? How would they be describing the incident? If someone were watching me, or if my life were a DVD, what would I be seeing happen? And actually distance ourselves from some of those emotions. Really important in minimizing stress and aggression. The second study was conducted by Thomas Ehring at the University of Münster in Germany and focused on people who'd experienced a very highly distressing event, such as being the victim of a crime or the death of a loved one or a relationship breakup. Ehring split subjects in this study into two groups. One group wrote about their experiences in a particularly objective way and concentrated on specific questions such as, how do I feel right now? How did I feel at the time of the event? What did I see, hear, and think? And how might I deal with a similar situation in the future? The other group, the other half of the subjects, actually wrote in a kind of evaluative, reflective and more abstract way and considered questions such as, why did this event happen? And why do I feel this way about it? Why didn't I handle it differently? Ehring actually found that after the writing exercise, the concrete thinking group, that group that answered very specific questions about how they were feeling, reported a significantly reduced incidence of intrusive memories of the event than the abstract thinking group. And what that means is that for those people in the concrete focus group, actually allowed them to process the impact of that event, process what happened, and rather than try and understand why, actually wrap that up a little bit more cognitively and be able to move on and into the world. So, expressing and understanding ourselves and our own experience through the frame of how rather than why things occur actually has been shown to decrease the stress and allow us to maintain our resilience to deal with the events that life throws at us. So, be careful of how you frame your world this week on Mind Games.